Carrie and Tommy have all the laughs in this podcast sorted, and Liquorland has your summer cocktail sorted. With over 80 spirits in their range, you can craft your own.
Yes, it is. Welcome to it for your Tuesday, Arvo. How are we, guys?
I've switched out my green smoothie at 3 o'clock for 3 apples.
Damn.
Just had my first. Going to roll through the second and third throughout the show.
Are you?
Oh, just to prove it's real. Otherwise, the listeners will never believe you're up to such crazy antics.
No.
You walked in, though, and you said, who wants an apple?
And no one wanted an apple.
No, it's the worst offering.
It's not. A crunchy apple's amazing. Not as good as a mango, but a crunchy apple is still good.
Walking in and going, do you want some mango is weirder, though.
Especially.
I've got 3 mangoes.
When you've already cut them up and you're offering someone a cheek. It's just a lot.
They're good, though. I don't know. I really thought you swore then. Didn't you? Yeah. There's something about offering and cheek together that really sounds like a swear word. Heaps coming up on the show, Vickers. What have we got?
I pulled a prank on you today.
When you tried to give me an apple.
And you don't even know what it was. I succeeded.
Really?
And I'm going to tell you how I succeeded and what it was I did to you.
Have I got something on me?
That apple that you ate before?
Up next, I'm going to tell you how I found myself at night, in the middle of the night, in the middle of a golf course.
How you found
in
yourself?
A buggy.
A woman's journey into self-exploration
in
next.
It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country for your Tuesday afternoon. It is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
So I got Ollie an iPhone.
You got Ollie an iPhone.
Christmas.
Great present.
Great. And he's at that forgetful age. He's at that age as a teenager where you just seem to lose everything.
Blood flow gone from your brain.
Yes. Actually, I listened to a really interesting podcast. You know, your brain prunes itself when it becomes a teenager because it goes, oh, I don't need all this stuff we had as a child for adulthood. But then it over prunes, right? And then it goes, shivers, I really needed all that stuff. And it grows, slowly grows back for over those few years where it doesn't have all that stuff. That's why they're a bit forgetful. They can't think about more than one thing at once.
So he's a tree with no branches at the moment.
Maggie Dent taught me that. Anyway.
Who's Maggie Dent?
Psychologist.
Oh, how do I not know her? Good on you.
I've lost the plot today.
So,
anyway, he's forgetting everything.
Yeah.
Went to play golf a couple of days after getting his new phone. All going well. And then Chris calls me. He got to pick Ollie up from golf. And he called me and he said, do you have insurance for Ollie's phone?
Oh, no.
And I was like, no. We only got it a few days ago.
He pruned his phone from himself.
He said, do you have Find My Phone? I was like, what? No, I've never used it. I don't know. I certainly don't have it set up for Ollie's phone because we only just got the phone. I haven't done all those things I should have done to it.
Yes.
And he goes, because he's dropped it on the golf course.
Oh, what a Maggie Dent thing of this.
He did a Maggie Dent.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, they then spent the next hour going around the golf course.
Looking for a phone.
Doing a boy look, I might add, for the phone. And I was at home doing control crying with Addie. So we were both having fun.
Is control crying where you...
Let's not get detailed. Maggie Dent taught me that.
Yeah, let's focus. Let's get back to what Maggie...
I'm sweating so
much. You're pruning.
Anyway, Ollie then came home and he was absolutely shattered. He was so upset. And inside I was thinking, well, this is a good lesson to learn about how to look after your stuff better and everything. Anyway, I felt so sad for him when I was hugging him. I said, did you try Find My Phone on Chris's phone?
Oh.
And he said, no. And I said, I wonder if there's a way you can do it. So I opened my phone thinking how, and it said, do you want to log in as another ID? And I thought, well, I could try logging in as his ID.
Yeah.
And because he's young and has a really smart brain, he remembers his ID numbers and his passwords. He goes, I know them all. And I was like,
oh, my
God.
said he should prune those out.
I think those bits stay.
Oh, okay.
Vital stuff like Apple ID passwords stay in the pruning process.
Great.
And he said, I know it all. And I was like, okay, well, let's try this. Anyway, logged in, ping, in the middle of this green.
Oh.
It's going bump, 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 and flashing. And I found his phone on my phone on the golf course.
How did you, wasn't it late at this time?
Yeah, it was 9 o'clock at night by now. So then I was like, oh my God, we've got to go back and find it.
So the course is shut.
So the course is shutting, but it's not shut yet because it's obviously the sun sets later. And so we hightail it down to the golf course.
Yes.
And then I say to the kid behind the thing, oh my God, my son lost his phone. He goes, yes, yes. So they were looking for it. I was like, oh my God, I found it on my thing. And he goes, oh my gosh, get in the cart. So we all get in the cart. By now, it's like 20 past nine, and we're like zooming all over the course. Almost got hit in the head by a golf ball, which I thought would have made an interesting little
tidbit.
Yeah. Story. We didn't, though.
That's all right.
And then we get down.
What were you saying to the guy? Go closer to the golfers. It'll be an interesting tidbit.
That guy just yelled four. Drive over there.
And it was within like a millimetre of where on my phone it said it was. We drove up to it. It was there in a big orange case looking at us right in the middle of the green. And then as the mother, I was like, did you even look there? And he's like, we did look there, but we couldn't see it.
Yeah.
So I was the hero. I found his home phone, went home. I did think whether I should have perhaps found it secretly myself and made him sit on it for a night to feel like he had lost it, because I thought the lesson might have been learned a bit more. He only sat in misery but for an hour. I could have sat in misery for a night.
Yes, but of course that would be leaving the Bickmore ego at the door and not being able to go, I found it!
Also, Maggie Dent doesn't tell me to do that.
That's right. You know, so. What's Maggie say to do? Brag. Sing it from the rooftops.
Anyway, I found his phone using Find My Phone. First time ever. I know I'm late to the party.
I've never used it.
Haven't you?
No.
Oh, I reckon it would find all sorts of things.
Great.
131060. Oh, what have you found with Find My Phone?
Oh, I love it. Probably phones. Give us a call, though.
I didn't think of that.
131060.
Where did you find your phone?
Great stuff. What else did you find? Great.
131060. We'll take your calls on the other side of this. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie Bickmore.
And Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy on 131060. We want to know, what did you find using Find My Phone?
Where did you find your phone, more appropriately, I guess?
Find My Phone stories.
Using Find My Phone.
Yeah.
Yes, because I found Ollie's phone in the middle of a giant golf course.
Yes.
Using Find My Phone. And
yes.
I was, you need a hero. Holding on for a hero.
Usually we get Jesse to get those bits of the actual song.
I knew there was no chance he'd have them ready to go. Because I knew I was a hero inside.
Yeah.
But I don't think he realised.
What have you got there, Jess? What have you got for a bit of hero?
I'm not giving you a hero.
But when
that.
A hero comes along. Emily, give us your Find My Phone story.
Well, Find My Phone is probably one of my most used apps on my phone because I actually use it to track my family.
Your family, meaning your children, your siblings?
No, my mum and my brother, and my brother doesn't actually know, my mum knows, but like when they don't answer my phone calls or don't answer my texts, I have to see what more important things they could be doing.
Oh my God, you're crazy.
A little bit, I agree.
Em, do you ever go and turn up where they are?
Oh, yes. I don't like going places like if I'm the first one there in a family, you know, awkward family gatherings. So I've got to make sure one of them's there already, like making it less awkward.
Yeah. You're crazy.
I like it, Em.
Wow.
I like it. Em, just before we let you go, Em, can you give us a bit of I Need a Hero?
I need a hero.
That was great. Thanks, Em. I'm glad I went to it.
That's hectic.
Well, the song.
Tracking your brother.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
I want to know more about what she's found that he's been doing when he hasn't been texting her back. That's probably too personal.
What do you mean?
It?
Just go back. She's
no,
there.
It's okay.
Okay.
It's a certain time for these breaks.
G'day,
now's
Fiona.
Not the time.
Hi there. How are you?
Yeah. Look, we're losing the pot slowly, but can you get us back on track? Have you got a Find My Phone story?
Absolutely. So we had a 16-year-old daughter who jumped a tram one Friday night, lost the phone. We did let her sulk overnight. And. Waited till the morning, and then we said, well, why don't you try, you know, Find My iPhone? Yep, did it. Wow, it's on the tram. So we jump in the car and we follow the tram. It was the other side of Melbourne with my husband driving and us jumping in and out when it would stop to try and get on the tram. So in the end, we launched on the tram down in Fitzroy. She went straight to the seat, grabbed the phone, jumped off the driver looking at us because we had to go one stop on the tram. and then jumped off the next one, waved him goodbye, and she was happy.
Oh, my
God. That's amazing. That is amazing. Sing yourself a bit of hero music, Fiona.
Oh, really? I'm a hero?
Yeah, there you go.
Fiona didn't feel quite as cocky as I felt about finding my son's phone.
So, Fiona, have we left
again, it? Not now. Don't go back to follow-ups.
Well, I'm interested because the charge for the next day, my phone would be dead. What amazing iPhones do these people have that
maybe
don't die?
Maybe because it wasn't being used overnight. Okay. It's just sitting there.
Yep.
Mick, give us your phone, my phone story.
So one of my friends told me that he thought my partner was cheating on me. So I jumped on the Find My Phone, and she was supposed to be at a Christmas party, and the phone wasn't there. It was in the park.
Did you go to the park?
I jumped in the car and drove to the park, and there she is with somebody else.
Oh, Mick.
Mick, were they just walking?
No.
Mick.
In the park. I guess it's better than in your bedroom, isn't it?
Is it?
Well, I wouldn't have been able to prove it in the bedroom.
Well, that's true. I mean, yeah.
So were you tempted to stand behind a bush and just call her phone?
No, it was pretty obvious what was happening.
And Mick, sing yourself a bit of hero music.
I'm not really a hero in that situation.
Oh, okay. I was looking for the upside, I guess.
Yeah.
He's feeling bad, Mick.
No, it was 4 years ago and I've moved on, so.
Are you happy now, Mick?
Yeah, couldn't be happier. Yeah.
Good. Amazing. When a hero comes. Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy for your Tuesday afternoon. Bickers.
What's your hypothetical?
So I was chatting with my my mates, and I thought this was an interesting discussion because I realised, it'll have an answer. A lot of times you discuss things and there's not necessarily an answer. Like before, stupidly, we were talking about what's the best fruit, you know. Yeah. There's no actual answer to that. Yeah. But this hypothetical, I realised there is an answer to, and we could just look it up.
It's not a hypothetical.
It's not a hypothetical. It's a question.
Great tease.
Who
Yes.
does the do more, married people or single people? I have given producer Belle the task of finding the answer to this question.
On a weekly basis kind of thing, you mean?
Well, like weekly, monthly, yearly. Yes, just who has more sex?
I reckon married people would say single people, but I reckon it's probably married people.
Hang on, you reckon married people would say single people?
Because I think,
I'm not asking what do you reckon married people say.
No, I'm thinking most people in a relationship would be complaining they're not getting enough, and they'd go, single people would get action all the time.
Right.
So I reckon if you're in a relationship, you assume single people are getting all the action, but I actually think it's probably on numbers, married people get more action.
And what do you think standard is?
Like how often?
Yes.
Oh, like once every 6 months or so.
What's that? Birthday, Christmas? What is it? Birthday, New Labor Year. Day? What are we doing? New Year?
Now, Labor Day is when the result of the first one comes to fruition. I reckon average would be once a fortnight.
And that's for married. And that's for married people?
For married people.
Okay. What do you reckon for single people then?
Well, I reckon it would be like you'd have it in doses, so you'd like a couple of times a day for a set period and then maybe not for...
But let's say it's in a year. So you've got 25
I reckon
for married, you said?
A month. No, once every 2 months for a single person.
Do you think
if you were to scatter it across the year.
Okay, so you reckon single people are doing the do 6 times a year?
Yes, but... No, it's not quite what I mean because I think
that's what I'm asking.
I know, but it's hard to explain. You'd meet someone and you'd do the do often, right?
Yes.
But then you might not be together, then you might break up and then you might not be with the next person for another 8 months and then you do the do often. So it's not a weekly or monthly thing.
Yeah.
I don't want to get into their life to work out how many times in that period they were together that they did the do, you know?
Right. So those little windows of doing the do,
it's very specific.
Do you reckon it makes up for the off patches? In terms of, do you reckon that's enough to get them over the line?
Well, that's a different question.
You've said 20. No, it's not, because it's the amount of times they do the do over a year.
No, you just asked, is it enough to get them over the line to have the dry spell?
No, I mean to overtake married people.
Oh, God.
Sonda, what do you think, producer? Produce this.
I reckon that single people have more. I reckon they're out there tindering their way to heaven.
You reckon the apps have changed?
I reckon.
You're married, aren't you?
Did you say tindering their way to heaven?
I don't know. I'm married and old. I don't know. But I think Carrie's underestimating how often married people have sex.
Underestimating.
I think they have it once a week.
Is your microphone on, mate? Jessie.
I'm just averaging it out. Some people would have it twice a week. Some people would only have it once a month. So I'm saying if you add to average it, it'd be like once a fortnight. Yeah. I'm not saying that. You
Why
know
are
what
you
me?
Getting so angry about this?
No, I'm not. I'm just, we've just done a lot of numbering.
Just want to know who does it more.
I want to stop talking about the digits and start talking about the point.
You can factor them in as well if you want.
The point. The result. What's the answer?
Well, we'll get some calls and get them involved and then producer Belle will tell us.
Okay. 13, 10, 60.
You said once every 2 weeks was fine.
I didn't say it was fine. You just asked me for an average.
Mate, never ask me.
I really need to get some action. Release some tension.
On 13, 10, 60, give us a call. Who do you think does it do more, single people or married people? Find out the answer next.
Carrie and Tommy
for your Tuesday afternoon.
Asking the question, who does the do more, single people or married people?
Because I've done the math.
You're loving drilling down into the numbers.
But you asked me so specifically, I said,
no, I just don't think the question is
that hard. And then you wanted to know how often. No. And then how often are single people doing it? I'm like, I don't know.
I just don't think it's that hard a question. Like, I don't know the answer. We're going to get the answer soon.
I think the answer is Producer married Bellhood. People. Okay, even though great. I think married people would great. Say single people get more action. Is what the point I was trying to make.
Great. Awesome. Good stuff.
What do you think, Tommy?
I'm so scared.
Often do you think married people are doing the do?
I reckon married people are doing the do once a week.
And how often are single people getting action?
I reckon single people are doing the do more than that.
A couple of times a week.
No, because I think back to what you were saying before.
They're having good weekends and then having
a good
dry
patch
spells.
And that's making up. They're like, I got 3 weeks in the bank.
Yes, okay.
Because okay. that's where we put it, in the bank.
Bella. Are you there, Bella?
Yes, I am.
Are you married or single?
I'm married.
And Bella, do you think married people are doing the do more or less than single people?
More.
Okay.
Oh, things are looking up for you, Bella.
Well, we didn't even specify. It doesn't have to be with your.
Oh, don't add another equation.
Bella, how often do you think married people are doing the do?
3 to 4 times a week.
Whoa,
Bella, wow. Is that you?
Yeah.
Well done, babe.
Bella, has that always been the case?
Yes.
Do you have little children, Bella?
Youngest is 9.
Yeah, not bubbas though, are they?
No. But Bella said that was always the way.
Did you say always the way?
Yes.
Carrie was too blind with rage to listen to you, Bella.
No, I'm really impressed. That's a good effort.
Yes, I agree. What's good the secret? Bella. What's the secret, Bella?
He's younger than me.
Yeah. Oh. Keep updating for the newer model. Good on you, Bella. Let's go to Annie. G'day, Annie.
Hi, Tommy. How are you?
Look, I'm great. Annie, are you married?
Yes, have been for quite a long time. Yep.
Good on you. And who do you think is doing the do more, married people or single people?
It's hard to say because I'm married, so I don't know.
Okay.
I pretty much think married. Yeah.
What do you think, how often do you think married people are doing the do, Annie?
Oh, probably every week.
Oh, see? Because.
It's a week, yeah. What about.
I'm not saying me personally, okay. But.
Are you more or less than that, Annie?
Because that's personal.
A bit less.
That's okay. Mm-hmm. Nah.
Yeah. No.
I think you'd find that a lot of people are a bit less than that, Annie.
Yes. Because I think, too, it changes over time. As you're getting older as well.
It gets more often or less, Annie?
Less.
Yes.
Yeah, as you get older, yeah.
You're tired. You've got other stuff on.
That's it. But anyway.
Yeah. Good on you, Annie. Thanks for getting involved. The answer is coming up very soon because, of course, there's been surveys on this stuff. G'day, Cindy.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, I'm pretty good.
Oh, Cindy, I can answer it for Cindy already.
Yeah, answer it for Cindy. Yeah, often. Cindy, are you married or single?
Married.
Okay, and is Bickmore right?
Is what, sorry?
Is Carrie right? Is it often?
Oh, often. I'm a rabbit.
I'm a rabbit.
I'm not a turtle, I'm a rabbit.
Okay. And so how often are we allowed to ask?
Three
that question?
Times a week, doesn't have to be any, just whenever.
Yeah. A couple of times in the morning, good on
could
you.
Could be during the day, could be any time.
Good on you, Cindy. Let's get producer Belle in here.
Can we get the answer?
Yes.
Belle, there has been research done on such things. What are the results?
There has been. So a study in the Journal of Sexual Medicine. Sorry, I don't know how to say that on air. Compared the percentage of single people versus married people who'd had in the last 90 days.
Yep.
And for every age group in the study, the overwhelming winner was married.
Wow. There we go. They're having more sexual intercourse.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Yes, it is. And coming up a little bit later on, Illy joins us, guys.
And you're going to reveal this wicked prank that you pulled on me.
Don't seem so underwhelmed by it. Just because you don't know what it is doesn't mean it's not good. Some things that are good happen without you knowing and you're not involved in them.
This is so hurtful.
No, I just don't like your tone that because you weren't the one pranking, you go, oh, you're going to let me in on some prank you did.
Okay.
Have I got a lot of tone in general today?
Mate, it's like a freight train that, like, you just don't know which way it's going to turn.
I'm having fun.
You know what you are?
Are you having fun?
You know. No,
better be. Not at all. Say yes.
Like, it's like a madman has walked in wielding a weapon and you never know when she's going to turn on you. You just have these eyes.
I like to keep things interesting.
Who's in your sights next?
Up next, Jesse.
Oh, great.
Genuinely, I've got a bone to pick. Okay. You're going to do it next.
Good luck, champion.
Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country for your Tuesday afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
It's fair to say, Jesse, you spent most of 2020 miserable, yeah?
Yeah, sure.
Wow.
Oh, we can laugh about it now. No, quite genuinely, quite seriously, it was a tough year for you. You moved to come and join and work on our show right as you then had to go into lockdown.
Yep. Yeah.
For a long time.
And you're from Perth, and so you got to watch people back home go, what is coronavirus?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And
the border was shut hard to you.
Yes. And so we would often talk about, like, catching up with people and friends and stuff, and you didn't have a lot to contribute in that
You just sat quiet in the corner.
But you'd often say things like, you know, you'd drop the fact that you had friends in Perth often.
And we never believed you.
No.
Now, here's the interesting thing. Over summer, you spent a lot of time with your friends in Perth, didn't you?
Yes.
Yeah, you know how I know that?
Why?
Because you did not stop posting about it. How many of those people did you have to pay
to
be in those photos with you?
Yeah, just all of them, all paid actors.
Be serious with me for a moment.
Sometimes you had to be series of photos to fit the whole crowd in.
No, you know how you do stories.
Yeah.
Sometimes there'd be like 20 stories and each story was a different person at an event.
Yes. Were you just going up to randoms and saying, can I have a photo?
Yeah, I was like, Carrie's going to quiz me on this when I get back. I need to rack up the numbers.
Yeah. Do you have that many friends?
Yeah, they're all my mates.
Yeah. Did you consciously, as you were doing it, were you thinking, I want the world to know I have friends? Because that's how it felt.
Say what you said before.
Oh, wow.
I feel like you've taken your hand off the trigger now. Say what you said before.
It was real despo, mate.
Yeah. Carrie said, have you seen Jesse's Instagram? It's so despo. Oh, my God. We get it, mate. You've got friends.
Carrie literally messaged me.
You don't need to post every single person.
Did I message you and say that?
Yeah.
I think I was drunk. Oh, it just
and were
was
you
a
drunk
lot.
With all your friends or drunk by yourself?
Yeah, I was with my friends, but I didn't need to show everybody that I was with them. I just texted Jesse about it instead.
So what exactly do you want to do here?
Are you despo like Jesse? No, the links you go to prove to people that you got mates, that you're popular.
Yeah.
Because you really, it was a bit unnecessary. A group shot would have been fine. One group shot would have been
But don't
fine.
You want to have all of those of memories?
We've seen.
Do you want all those memories?
Yeah.
A story goes after 24 hours, mate. You got no memories on there.
No, it stays on there forever.
The stories?
Yeah.
Do you know how Instagram
Jesse's,
works?
Jesse saved it as his favourites. And the title is All My Friends. And the next group is Mr. Invoice. Popular 2021. We have seen every angle of every person in Perth's head.
You're so welcome.
13, 10, 60.
Yeah, how do you prove you're more popular than you are? You absolute despo.
I'll take your calls next. It's Carrie and Tommy.
Carrie and Tommy. Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country for your Tuesday afternoon. It is Jess. Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
We asked on 13, 10, 60. Are you more despo than Jesse?
How many calls we got, Jess?
None.
That's the same number of friends as you've got.
If you have just joined us, Jesse spent most of the year on his own in lockdown in Melbourne with no one around. And summer, he went back home to his hometown in WA and he let the world know that he's got friends.
And I actually thought it was quite nice, but because you took some real
umbrage. No, it was just a lot. There was so many Insta stories and photos with different friends.
Next time I'll just post all the photos of my kids, right? Because that's what's Instagram.
Oh.
The difference is they're real, your friends aren't. So I think we should just call some of your friends now and see if they are real, because I still think Tom's right. You just went round to a party and took random shots of people and then posted them.
Do you want to just do 13, 10, 60, are you Jesse's friend? Call us. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It got any calls, Jess?
Nah, nothing coming up at the moment.
Okay. Nah. Okay, who do you want to call? How many numbers have you got there?
I got two.
Two? Where's the 450 people that you posted about over summer?
How long do you want this break to go for?
Oh, longer than, yeah.
Good sentence, mate. Good sentence. We've got a call.
We've actually got a call.
This is exciting. This might be a legit friend
of Jesse's. Oh, we've got two calls.
Oh, my God.
Or they're more despo than Jesse and they're just a bit delayed.
Well, if they're friends with Jesse, they don't know why they need to be mutual.
Oh, wants to be. Someone wants to be. Wants to be friends with Jesse.
Right.
Are you just going to read them out word by word? Let's go to Lisa first. G'day, Lisa.
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, great. Are you friends with Jesse?
Yeah. Long time friend.
Yes, okay. Jesse, you're confused.
Yeah, Lisa.
Jesse, remember?
Yeah.
Yeah, how do you know Lisa, Jess?
Lisa will tell you the story. It's a great story.
Yeah, great. Lisa, tell us.
I feel very sorry for Jesse.
Oh, my God, you're not his friend. People are now calling up. They feel sad for you.
No, we got more, though. We got more.
Okay.
Let's go to Cam. G'day, Cam.
Hey, how are you guys?
Yeah, great. Are you friends with Jesse?
Oh, sorry, you're
there? Yeah.
Yeah, we went to school together.
Oh, Cam. Do you know Jess? Do you know Cam?
Jesse looks confused again.
I went to school with a few Cams.
Yeah, Cam Smith. We went to Milton High together.
Yeah.
He's got no idea, Cam. Hey, Cam, did you score a spot in one of his photos over summer?
No, I was pretty disappointed with it. Yeah. We weren't in the same area, though, so it's understandable.
Yeah.
So you weren't in his top 500 friends. do you catch up with Cam often then, Jess?
Yeah, we used to play a bit of basketball together, but obviously, you know, it's drifted a little bit with Corona and all the lockdowns and stuff. But
okay, good to see your chemistry hasn't faltered a step, though.
He's explained why he's got no friends.
Brutal. Okay, I think we're.
Do this segment same time twice.
Well, they're no good.
Carrie Bickmore
and Tommy Little.
This is Carrie and Tommy.
Right around the country this afternoon, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little.
One of our great rappers, Illy, a man responsible for so many hits, including this absolute tune. Finally has a brand new album. We've been waiting. It is out now. It is called The Space Between, and he joins us now. G'day, Illy.
Hey, guys. What's happening?
Mate, how come it's taken so long? 4 years and a couple of months and a few days. How come?
Well, there was this whole thing called COVID-19. I'm not sure if you heard about it. Yeah, it kind of threw everything into the wash, and it just took a while to get on top of it. Or really, the album was done at the start of last year, but without being able to tour and not really knowing if the world was going to be around anymore, I had to just wait until write it out, really.
Hey, mentioning touring, I noticed you did a big show in Darwin recently, which you had to quarantine for. Did you quarantine and do the 2 weeks just so you could get back on stage in Darwin?
That's right, man. Yeah.
How was it worth the wait?
100%. I'd do it again in a heartbeat. Like, I live in Melbourne, and we were in stage 4 lockdown at the time. So the quarantine wasn't actually that restrictive. We had more freedom in the facility than we had in Melbourne. So, yeah, at the end of
really?
The end of the
So you weren't
weeks,
just in your room?
No, we were allowed to walk around the facility. It was, like, outside of Darwin by about an hour, so it's different to the hotel quarantine they have. Yeah, and then at the end of it, I was able to play a show like it was 2019 all over again, so it was well worth it.
Is that the facility? Have they got a pool there as well?
Yeah, they do.
Oh, mate, you were just on holiday. What are you talking about?
I know. It was like in the middle of winter in Melbourne, and yes, 33 degrees, and there's a pool and everything. So I had like survivor's guilt, really.
Yeah, so you should. Hey, I didn't realise how much of a sweetheart you are. You're a big softie. I saw you post about how you always give the first two physical copies of your albums to your mum and dad, and you sit down and listen to them together, and there's a shot of them holding hands. It's just all a bit cute.
Yeah, they're very... they're very wholesome people, and they've been very supportive for my entire career. So it's a tradition that we've always had for every single album I've put out. And it's one of my like favorite things about, you know, my entire career is getting to have that moment with my parents before everything gets crazy every time an album comes out. So
they look completely loved up still. Is like having parents like that still together and in love, does that set the bar real high for what you want out of life?
Yeah, it's kind of wrecked my expectations of relationships in this 21st century. But it's good to aim high, and I'm sure I'll get there one day.
Illy, have you ever had, like, the photo that we see of your parents there listening is a very sweet photo. Have you ever had a bad review, though? Have they ever just gone, we're not going to get through this album?
On an album, no, but I've had individual songs. There's one particular called Swear Jar, which kind of, I guess the title explains it, where Mum was a bit like, you're better than this. But you know, it's all good.
Hey, I was just going to say, what you mentioned, though, there's also times when you all get a bit emotional as well.
Yeah, well, I mean, the song, the post that you're talking about that I put up on Instagram last week is taken while I was playing a song that I'd held for like 3 years because I knew that we would be playing it when the album was just about to come out. And it's about my late grandmother and my late aunt. And I knew that it was going to be an emotional one when my parents heard it. And yeah, it was. And, you know, it's tears all around. It's family stuff. And there's nothing more important than family. So, you know, it's nice to have those moments. And I'm very lucky that I get to, you know, share those times with my parents, so it's all good.
Hey, Illy, we're very excited about the new album. I noticed there's a lot of collaborations on there. Guy Sebastian, you worked with on one of the tracks, just answered this for me and Carrie. When you text him, does Guy text you back?
Yeah.
Damn it. It's only us. He fresh airs us all the time.
Yeah.
I've never heard the term fresh airs, but that's a good one.
What do you
ghosting,
mean?
But there you go. Fresh airs up too.
Well, he's not ghosting us. We weren't hooking up before.
Can you work a bit of fresh air into one of your new songs, into some new lyrics?
Give it a shot.
They fresh aired me.
The album is called The Space Between. It's out now. Illy, thank you, bro.
Appreciate it, guys. Thanks.
Carrie and Tommy.
Your Tuesday arvo, it is Carrie Bickmore and Tommy Little. And guys, for the first time this year...
Strap yourself in for the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
And just quickly checking there, Jesse, is this the newspaper that I bought us this morning that you gave away?
Yes, yeah, that's the one. Yeah.
Okay.
What do you mean he gave it away?
He, we were at a cafe and I went and bought us papers.
Did you catch up this morning?
Yeah. We went.
Thanks, guys. Yep.
Mate, you always tell us you've got 2 hours of breakfast TV to watch.
And no, you can't just throw that in there now. I'd like to be invited. We're going to bond as a team. I'd like to be asked, and then I can choose to say no.
Okay, well, we're going beach swimming at 7 tomorrow morning.
I don't want to do that. Okay. Thank you for asking.
And then I got us
copies of the paper, and we sat there and had a coffee, and then the waitress came while I was paying the bill and said, oh, you're done with these, and took them. And Jesse didn't have the heart to say, we bought them.
No. Oh, mate.
Because she grilled us about them when we got there.
So are we doing like December's paper quiz? What are we doing?
No, it's
what
the have fourth you found? Newspaper we've bought today.
I didn't even cheat. I should have checked the answers this morning. Okay, question number one. Mm-hmm. Which is the thickest nerve in the human body?
The sciatica.
Great.
Do you reckon? I don't know. It just seems to be the answer to a lot of quiz questions. And I didn't know. I think it's in your legs. I know you get
back, isn't it?
You get back pain, but I think it goes up and down both sides of your
legs. And they're big. Your trunks are big.
Yeah, trunks are big. The femur, the biggest bone in the body. Great.
All right.
Good.
Would there be something in neck holding your head up, though?
I think that's just
the vagus.
Yeah, but anyway.
The vagus? Have we got a nerve called the vagus? I and truly cooked mine when we were over there. I think my vagus is still in a car park at In-N-Out Burger.
All right, question number two.
I think I punted it.
What is the name of the dog in Garfield?
Oh, the dog. Lasagna. No, that's Peanut. His favourite
Peanut?
Food. What's the dog's name? Garfield is
Odie.
The cat.
Yeah.
Odie.
Great stuff.
Who's Peanut? A cartoon? Is there a
Peanut? Yeah, it's called Peanuts, I think. Okay. Yeah.
Which historical Paris landmark was damaged by fire in April 2019?
Oh, the...
The Notre Dame.
Oh, yeah.
Isn't that right? Yeah. What were you going to say?
I was going to say the Champs-Élysées. Yeah, no. The
road.
Notre Dame.
The road.
I thought that was the thing at the top. What's at the top? The Arc de Triomphe.
Yeah, oh, yes, yeah. It is. Yeah.
Just wanted to... But there could be a pothole. No, so I can sound a bit French.
There could be a pothole in the Champs-Élysées.
The Rhine.
What's the Rhine?
The river.
The outside
the river
bit
was
of
on
orange.
Fire.
What's that?
The Great River Fire of 2019.
What's the Rhine?
No, it's not the river there.
Okay.
The Rhine River. Anyway.
Okay.
All righty. Question number four. What is another name for the Chinese gooseberry?
Did you say Japan or Chinese
gooseberry?
Mate, you can't get those confused. Chinese gooseberry.
So it would be something Hemorrhoids? Chinese, wouldn't it? No, it'd be something Chinese, I reckon. Something that we would all go, oh, it's
dragon fruit.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, you gave me a second of silence and a look. I didn't know which way it was going.
I thought dragon fruit was Indonesian.
I don't know, mate. You just got Japanese and Chinese confused.
I didn't get them confused. I missed what he said.
I've given you my answer. Stop staring at me.
Dragon fruit.
I've said dragon fruit.
I don't think it is.
Okay. What have you got?
I think it's something tea related.
Oh, what about, they're not the rambutans.
They're also Indonesian, okay. Aren't they?
What about lychees?
They're also Indonesian, aren't
they? I've
given
a lot of answers here.
Is lychee, do you get a lychees Chinese?
But maybe that's why it's only the Chinese who call them Chinese gooseberries. Because they're like, those sneaky Indonesians will never know if we just call
they've
these
got all the other
Chinese
fruits.
Gooseberries. Where have our rambutans gone? Are they them? Because they look like them. Nah, these are Chinese gooseberries.
I'm out.
Okay.
Dragon fruit it is.
Oh, no, I reckon rambutan or lychee. Anyway.
Okay. Lychee. Let's go lychee.
Lychee. All right. Question number five. Yes. What is the famous opening line of Herman Melville's Moby Dick?
Oh, that's a huge. No, I think it's something like in the beginning.
Great.
Is that a Bible?
No, that's a huge. Okay, give us the answers.
Oh, I think we should have gotten out there. Does anyone really need to know
on,
how
mate,
many we got
come
right?
on.
What I love is that we've taken a break and we've come back and I've offered just as much to the paper quiz as I did in 2020.
Give us the answers.
Question number one, sciatic.
Hey. Well done, Tommy.
Question number two, Odie.
Well done. Bickers. No, that was me. That was Jesse.
Because
well
I was trying to get you in the game, mate.
I'm not in the game. This is not my game.
Question number three, the Notre Dame.
Hey.
Or the Rhine.
Question number four, kiwi fruits.
Oh.
See, I knew they stole something.
And question number five, call me Ishmael.
I was so close.
Hope you enjoyed the most exciting radio segment of all time. Carrie and Tommy do the quiz from the newspaper.
Now that this Carrie and Tommy podcast is over, there's over 80 other episodes you could listen to right now. Liquorland has your summer cocktail sorted.